Hello, AC Mechanical.
Hey, hello. Am I speaking with Christopher?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Christopher. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing Wednesday?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. Another day in paradise, right?
Yeah.
Rainy paradise.
I know.
So, Google Guarantee, have you heard of it before? Do you already know how it works?
No, I don't. Actually, I talked to someone this morning, and they showed me it, and then I never really noticed that on Google.
Okay, so let me tell you, it's a newer program through Google. Been around about 4 years now in total. Really took off 2 years ago. And what it is it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. It is the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and this is why. So the main reason for that is the leads are only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, if you do not set an appointment with the lead, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, you are not charged for the lead automatically. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay, I always like to explain that even a little further. Do you go by Anthony or Christopher?
Anthony is my business name. Christopher is my real name. So you can call me Chris.
Okay, sounds good, Chris. So to explain that further, so on the Google Guaranteed section, right, it's not going to be your phone number. It's a Google rotating number recorded by Google bots, so like an AI. So what happens is when they call you, right, let's say it's out of your service radius or a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, or you never speak to the person, you are automatically not charged for those leads. The AI picks it up.
Okay?
Now, if you set an appointment or if you give a quote over the phone, then you would be charged for the lead, and it is crazy how accurate it is.
Okay.
Now, to kind of safeguard it too, in your tracking system you have through us, when you click on leads, we're going to add a section that says paid leads. And it will show you every single lead that came through, and it will say next to it paid or unpaid, which just means qualified or unqualified.
Okay.
Now, there's a couple requirements to qualify for this program, Chris. So the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's like guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work.
Yeah.
Okay. So Google is like saying, hey, we guarantee these guys. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance to the client if they booked your services through Google Guarantee. Okay. And they're telling that client that they vetted you. So let me verify first off, the company is still currently licensed and insured, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Also, any face-to-face employees, okay? In other words, if you have a big crew of guys, Chris, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it's just going to be you. But any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yes.
Okay, great. I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to. So
yeah.
Background's good, you're licensed, you're insured. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Yes.
All right, so let's pull those up. Okay, so for the HVAC vertical, your cost per qualified lead is going to be $33.33 per lead. Okay?
Okay, that's better than Home Advisor.
Amazing, right? Now, Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay, I got a guy in New York that takes on 200 leads a month. So the sky's the limit. But the minimum I'm required to tell you about is at $435.
Okay. Per month?
Yeah, that's the next thing I was going to get into. So it's technically per month, but your lead budget does roll over. So let's say you do the minimum budget at 13 leads, and you take on one qualified lead and decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you got one qualified lead that month. Okay.
Uh-huh.
The following month, you're not charged the $435. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $33.33. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'm just using one lead to make the math easier on myself, you know? But if it was six, it'd be 33 times six, so on and so on, you know? Now, we do not charge the lead budget you set until we have finished the Google Guarantee application process. This is where we submit your license, your insurance, run the background check. What we say in writing is that this process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, though. When you get everything to us ASAP, I'm talking like day one, usually it takes like 3 to 4 weeks to get done. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we do charge, there's a one-time Google Guarantee application fee. So it's not like Angie's where there's a renewal. Like, you pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. That is for $250.
Okay.
Okay. Now, first thing I always like to do is I'm going to have everything we just went over sent off to in writing. So the email we have on file, Chris, it's the anthony@ac-mechanical.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Are you still using Angie Leads?
Yes, but I put the leads down. I think I'm only spending like $200 a month on it.
Okay.
This time of year, the leads are really bad. I found out about it. And then they cost like $50. They've gone up in price too, the leads.
Right, and so the major difference with this and any other lead program is the lead, you don't share it for one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to spend your day disputing leads. Like, it's automatically done for you by the AI. So you should like this way better, 100%.
Yeah, it sounds better.
All right, so what I did, I sent you that email. It's titled Google Guarantee. I'm responding to the email with your vertical, which just means, like, your category. Okay, I'm going to put your cost per lead, what your minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste your subcategories for your vertical. Now, a heads up on those subcategories, okay? You don't have to turn them all on. So, for example, I have like a tree service guy that he just turns on tree removals, right? So you'll see a list of them, like AC maintenance, install AC, repair AC, clean ducts and vents, and so on and so on. You just want to turn on the leads that you want, the type of leads, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me see. All right, so I'm sending that out to you now. Okay, now in a second here too, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. It'll either be Perry, Ivan, or Kyle. They manage the leads. So they just want to meet you. They'll go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You can always start with that minimum budget, too, like I mentioned. And very important, they're going to be able to check your application to make sure that's submitted properly, which I will send you via text message and via email here shortly. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, even though I'm not managing your leads, I'm really active in all my accounts, so I'm sending you over my direct line and extension, too, so you have it.
Okay.
All right. Give me one sec. All right. There we go. Oh, that's funny. You initially signed up with my wife here, too. We work for the same company. Amy Nelson.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I just noticed that. Yeah.
Is she still working with the company?
Yeah, 100%. She's not in right now. Right. She actually went to our son's, like, parent-teacher conference thing, you know? But,
okay.
Yeah, she still works here. Yeah.
Yeah, because when you guys text me, like right now, it's on the statement under Amy.
Yeah. She's still with the company, too. So that's just my extension is 711, so you have it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, before I schedule your client interview, it looks like I'm going to have you assigned to Ivan. He's awesome. Okay? And I'm going to send you that application out via text message and via email in just a moment here. For the one-time application fee, though, Chris, are we going to use the same card that's on file, the one ending in 8393?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. All right. So give me one quick second. Now, what's going to happen to you is Ivan's going to attach a different section on your tracking system. It'll still be under leads, but it's going to say paid leads. Okay, you don't have to really like monitor that closely, okay? But it's good to definitely check it at least weekly or so, you know?
Oh, okay.
All right. Just give me one sec here. Refresh. Okay. Now, this application I'm about to send you, okay, I'm going to send it to you via text message and via email. You're going to want to get started on this as soon as possible. It asks you real basic questions like EIN number. It'll have you attach your license, your insurance. It's all on one form, okay? So that's okay. Coming to you right now via text, and I'm going to respond to our email thread with the link in there as well. That way you just have it in both spots, okay?
Okay, yeah, can you just email me? I'm on my computer right now. You can have my email. Yeah, I'll start on it ASAP.
Perfect. Okay, sorry.
Are you charging me the $250 today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The application fee has already been charged. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay, awesome. I was like, oh, yeah. Whoa. Okay, yeah.
It'll make me go work on this faster.
for sure, right?
Let's get this thing out, yeah.
It's like when you get a gym membership, you pay, now you got to go, right?
Yeah.
Man, once COVID happened, we actually got a full gym in our garage now, so I just hit that. I don't even go to the gym. But
I mountain bike. I have not been able to go in the past couple weeks because of the rain.
Right. It's been crazy, man, for sure. I know a lot of the baseball and softball and all that's been closed down. You know, we're a big football family, though, so we've still been going. Yeah.
Nice. That's good.
All right. So that's it. A couple more things I need to make you aware of, okay? So the background check. If Pinkerton does it, Google has two separate entities do it for them, okay? It's either going to be Pinkerton or Evident. If Pinkerton does the background check, no further information than what's on the application is needed. Like, you'll be good to go, okay? Evident does the background check, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license, and what will happen is Ivan will trigger you a text on the phone. So just make sure to have your driver's license with you in case it is evident. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me do one other thing here. Okay, so I see you have 3 reviews online. Part of the Google Guarantee application, you need 5 reviews. Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a tiny URL sent to you. You're going to want to send that to, you know, previous clients, current clients, friends, fans. It doesn't matter. Just get me 2 more reviews on that, okay?
Yeah, I'm already trying to work on that, too, to get the reviews going.
Awesome. Did they already give you a tiny URL? I don't think so, right?
I think so. I have an email talking about it.
Oh, you do. You already got it. Okay. So here, I'm going to resend it to you right now via text. it's my client's, like, favorite way to use it, because on the, like, you can do it from the website, you can do it from your dashboard, but this link, it's just super easy. So I'm going to text it to you right now, and all you got to do is just copy and paste that, and it should be wham, bam, easy breezy, okay? Only thing with that, though, okay, when you do send that, if they try to use, like, an Outlook, right, or an iCloud, or anything outside of Gmail, the review won't post. So it has to come from a Gmail. So if you have somebody saying, hey, I left a review, but you're not seeing it, 10 times out of 10, they left it from a different account than Gmail.
Okay.
All right. And let's see. Okay, so let's get that client interview scheduled with Ivan. Give me a quick second here. Okay. He is booked today. Let me go in here. Okay. So the soonest time he has is going to be, he has a 10 a.m. appointment tomorrow, okay, 10:30, 1 p.m., a 3:30. Do any of those time slots work for you?
And then what do we need to do on this meeting?
So what he's going to do is he just wants to meet you. He's going to go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. He's going to send you a bunch of personalization emails for Google Guarantee. That's for, like, the subcategories and what you want on there, et cetera. And very important, he's going to be able to make sure that your application is good. It'll tell him, like, everything's in there or that it's not. And then he'll be able to let you know what else is required.
Okay. Yeah, let's do the 10:30, you said?
10:30? Yeah. Okay, perfect. I'm going to block off an hour for it, but it usually doesn't take that long. Probably going to be like a 20-minute phone call. Just heads up, okay?
That's good, because I'll probably be working at that time, so I'll just have my headphones on answering questions.
Okay, perfect. I'll let them know that to you, that you'll be working. And the way it works, too, is I'll actually call and I'll introduce you to them as well, okay?
Okay.
If I'm on the phone, though, he just calls on his own. Just a heads up on that, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So you're getting an email calendar invite right now. It's going to be titled LSACI, which means client interview, EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. Now, the first term on there where it says LSA, you want to get used to that, okay? So the way your leads come through, Chris, on your phone is it's going to say LSA lead. So you'll know it's a Google guaranteed lead coming through, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. And let's see. Okay. Any additional questions for me in the meantime?
No. That should be good. We'll get this process going.
Perfect, perfect. And do me a favor, try to get on top of that application. That way we can submit it through. As you're filling it out, if you have any questions on it, just call me. I can definitely help you. Okay?
Okay, got it.
All right, awesome. Hey, congratulations again, Chris. You're going to love this. And look out for that call tomorrow between 10:30 and 11:30. That's going to come from our 877 number, too.
Okay, any number around 10 o'clock, I'll start answering.
Okay.
And then did you send me the application?
I did. So look in the email thread that, so the initial email I sent you, it's going to be the last response. It's just going to be a little link.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's not real pretty. It's just the link.
localsplash.com.gg app.
Yes. So go ahead and click on that, and that should take you to the app. It's just a one-page app.
Oh, easy. I'll get this done right now. All right.
Okay. Awesome. You're the man, all right? Have a great rest of your day, and we will talk tomorrow. If you have any questions while filling that out, just call me, and I'll answer them for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, sir. Talk to you soon.
All right.